And beginning tomorrow, East Coast commercial fishermen will see their cod catch dramatically restricted in waters up to 200 miles off the coast, an effort by federal regulators to repopulate cod stocks, which have reached their lowest levels since monitoring began 40 years ago. Ben Martins is executive director of the Maine Coast Fishermen's Association. So, Ben, 200 pounds, that's all fishermen can pull in. Now, the federal government says this will extend your profession in the long run by repopulating the cod stock. You say what?
I hope it's not too little too late, and I hope that we still have fishermen left to go out there and catch fish when we're looking at rebuilding this over the long run.
Well, and we're hearing of fishermen that are selling their boats, who are feeling that the season's over for them, in effect. Why isn't 200 pounds enough?
Sure. So right now we operate under an allocation-based system in New England, which means that fishermen have a certain number of pounds of fish that they're allowed to go out and catch over the course of a year. And putting a trip limit on top of an allocation-based system really limits fishermen's ability to go out and catch fish. It limits their ability to build strong businesses. But actually more important in this equation is that they're closing some large areas in the Gulf of Maine that's going to severely limit the ability of the smaller vessels to go out and catch other healthy stocks like pollock or hake.
Well, let's talk about that, because the federal regulators have said that, well, they'll open up haddock fishing so that that could potentially offset the cutback on cod. Why doesn't that work?
Well, it might help certain vessels. There are some fishermen out there that can go out and they can target haddock and not catch cod. But if you're a smaller vessel, it's very difficult to find aggregation of haddock that aren't mixed in with cod. Mm. And when you're going out and you're trying to catch one species over another, you're going to have bycatch. You're going to catch the codfish up when you're out there. And so when you're cut off at that 200-pound limit and you have to then throw over anything that you catch over that limit, it's just going to be basically putting a large tax on your business.
Yeah. This comes after last week's decision by federal regulators to shut down fishing for northern shrimp off the Maine coast. This, by the way, is real shrimp, the little tastier shrimp, not the kind that's mass-produced on fish farms in, you know, Thailand. But it's the same concern that the population's declining.
Yeah, and working with small boat fishermen that have to put together a business that's made up of, you know, ground fishing for several months, shrimp fishing for several months, maybe going lobstering a little bit at different times of the year, this double blow in, you know, over a two-week span is just, it's really hitting our communities hard. It's hitting our small fishing businesses hard that have already been struggling. We just have a lot of questions about what's happening with our fisheries management, what's happening with climate change and warming waters in the Gulf of Maine, and what are we going to do to be able to respond to this over the short and the long term?
Well, in fact, the regulators say that it is global warming that's affecting the shrimp population. But meantime, what do you do? I mean, there are some making political moves to maybe try to push back on the federal ban tomorrow starting on cod. But you seem to understand that the cod supply is diminishing. What do you think is the answer?
So our organization works very closely with the fishermen in Maine, and to a man, none of them are going to say that the Gulf of Maine cod stock is healthy. We are seeing more cod out in the water than we have in previous years. So part of the equation that we're trying to figure out is how we start getting better data into the system quicker. And incorporating that into the science. So if you see that we have warming waters in one given fishing year, maybe you have to scale back the catch because you know that more are going to die of natural mortality in the ocean. So it's being able to respond more quickly to changes in our water.
And open up other areas as you do that.
Exactly.
That's Ben Martens, executive director of the Maine Coast Fishermen's Association. Tomorrow, the federal reduction of fishing of cod off the East Coast goes into effect. Ben, thank you.